CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. The market's watching the Federal Reserve meeting coming up soon enough. However, in the meantime, there are metrics along the way that promise either better conditions in 2023 or worse, depending on how you approach this from a small frame, that is last year, this year, or from the scale that my colleague Jim McTague approaches, once a stockbroker, then for many years, the Washington editor of Barron's magazine, now retired as a novelist, and watching this news. Stocks turned lower after producer price data came in hotter than expected, disappointing investors who had hoped for signs of easing inflation before the Federal Reserve's meeting next week. Jim, what we're looking at here is expectation. I understand that. But the PPI at 7.4 doesn't strike me as good news. Is it, Jim? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. No, it's not good news. It indicates that inflation is still with us. The pace of inflation might be moderating slightly, but prices are still increasing. So what the Fed wants to do is have prices decrease. Now, if you look at the producer price index, which is what, you know, the guy at the factory gets, say, from the retailer for his goods, through last year, the chart looked like it was a moon launch. I mean, it was straight up. So it's peaked. It was close to 12%. The latest figure came in around 7%. So it's an improvement. However, it's what's an analogy? The fire is still raging. The firemen have reduced the temperature by a few degrees, but we still have a fire.
The Federal Reserve meeting, referred to in the Wall Street Journal, that is when the governors will decide how much the next rate increase will be. Now, we've had jumbo hikes, and Mr. Powell has indicated, without actually writing it down, that the next Fed increase will be 0.5%, half a point, which heretofore has been seen as slowing down the rate of increase, sometimes referred to as necessary to see how our previous hikes have affected the markets. Is all in order for the Federal Reserve to go forward with the 0.5 next week, or has this latest statistic changed their direction?
No, I think it's in order because of the way the Fed sees the world. It's kind of their view of the economy is sort of like a slapstick comedy. You know, if you're old enough, remember the Three Stooges and imagine Curly gets hit in the back of the head with a board. That's the Fed rate hike. And he continues to walk as though nothing happened. And then maybe 3 minutes later, he collapses. Well, that's what the Fed thinks will happen to the economy, that it's raised the rates aggressively. It's going to slow down the rate of increase because it thinks there's going to be a lag between the full effect of those rate increases kick in. Now, that could be a naive view, but that's just the way they're interpreting the world right now.
The predictions for 2023 are starting to come in, Jim, based on what we've been talking about, the Federal Reserve and its expectations. The one that was easy to like was a Bloomberg report that equity traders regard 2023 as a bonanza. I think one equity trader indicated double-digit gains. Does that make sense, Jim, given the doldrums, the despair that we can see on Wall Street now?
Well, the reason they're saying that is that, you know, even though the market has been up since October 1st, there are trillions of dollars of investor dollars sitting on the sidelines. And so what Bloomberg and outfits like Bank of America are saying is that when the recession peaks in 2023, the recession that will be triggered by the Fed rate increases, when the recession is roaring and the Fed says we're not going to raise rates anymore and perhaps even starts to lower them, the market traditionally takes off. I saw a statistical analysis that said that it gains 18% in the year following the cessation of Fed rate hikes. So that's what these guys are predicting will happen.
So that 2023 looks better than 2022 to the markets. Is it better for now we go from Wall Street to Main Street? Does it promise an easing of prices in for Main Street? Does it promise hiring? Because the Fed is also, or the observers are also talking about unemployment going to perhaps 5.5, perhaps 6%. Does that begin to turn around in 2023, or is there a longer time frame?
Well, that's hard to say because, you know, we really, I use the analogy of Curly getting hit in the head with the board. We don't know if that's true or not. It could take longer for the economy to fall down, or it could happen sooner. The Fed is in a fog. They really can't tell us. We will have a recession at some point. I think it will be probably the second quarter of 2023, because based on what we've seen in our life, and especially the inflation of the 1970s, it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of pain to curb inflation, a lot of economic pain. And we're not even close to that yet. And, you know, one of the things I use is that I just discovered, I made a discovery, block cheese is a great coincidental indicator of where the economy is. And according to block cheese prices, inflation is still roaring.
There's no good news then, so I'll look to another story that is at least diverting and entertaining. We're told that Sam Bankman-Fried has agreed in some fashion to testify to the House of Representatives Financial Committee about his conduct at a firm called FTX based in Bahamas and his conduct at a trading firm called Almeida. He's going to testify virtually, not actually travel to Washington. You've been following this story. And initially, your response was this is affinity fraud, which the FBI defines as a person who has fraud in mind, standing in front of legitimate institutions or people or gathering of people and saying they believe in me, don't you? Have you seen more from the reporting these last days that indicate this is a larger matter or a new matter? Because, Jim, oftentimes I see the word Ponzi move used when they're talking about crypto. Not crypto, Ponzi. Is this a Ponzi?
Well, you could make the case. I mean, it's allegedly a Ponzi. You could make, if you were a prosecutor, you could certainly make the case that he was paying off early investors with other people's money or later investors' money, because the accounting of FTX and its sister firm Alameda is just so sloppy and so incomplete. On the other hand, you could mount a defense saying this guy is just a totally botched being a businessman. He wasn't equipped to be CEO, and everything that happened is a result of sloppiness and partying and not criminal intent. So
he himself has said it's not a Ponzi. He said that it's not a Ponzi. He's also said I'm not Madoff. So he said that, and we'll see what else he's going to. This is Bankman-Fried. What else he's going to say before the House Financial Committee? If he does, Senate Banking has also asked for a conversation, but as of yet, as of these hours, there's no confirmation of that. Jim McTagg is the longtime Washington editor for Barron's Magazine. He reassures me each week because he's seen this before several times, where we are in the economy, where we are with the Federal Reserve, where we are with the expectation of recession, where we are with the entertaining story of crypto falling under the very discerning eyes of the bankruptcy courts of Delaware and of the federal government. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.